meeting has started.
Restore. Hallelujah. Restore. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your help that you have released into our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles and for giving us victories. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for giving us strength to live above weaknesses. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives, in our environment, and in our situations. Thank you for leading us always by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your light, and that is shining on our path, showing us the right way to go, helping us to make the right choices. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for crowning us with glory and honor. Thank you for subduing Satan on our feet. Thank you for subduing sicknesses and diseases on our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did in our lives in the year 2023. We thank you for all the great things you did for us. Wonderful things you did in us. Mighty things you did in our lives in the last year. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for this new year, 2024, because you have loaded a lot of blessings and benefits for us into this new year. And you will make sure that we do not miss any of those blessings and benefits. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness towards everyone in this ministry. Thank you for your grace that is working in every life. Thank you for your power that is changing our situations from negativity into positivity. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for undoing the things the enemy has done against us. Thank you for reversing the things the enemy has programmed to happen to us. be glorified forever. In Jesus' name. We thank you for great wonders. Great our wonders. You're going to do in this ministry, in this new year. We thank you because we shall have records of miracles that has never happened before in this ministry. And we will even have records of miracles that have never happened before in the history of the world, in the history of mankind, in this ministry, in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We are here before your throne this midnight, this evening, to seek your face, to call upon your name, and to pray, and to worship you. I ask, O Lord, that you touch us from your throne. We want to encounter you. We know that every moment of prayer is a moment of encounters, moment of divine encounters. We want to encounter you tonight. We want you to visit us, bless us, deliver us, and transform us. Father, do so as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. We ask that everything we ask in prayer tonight, that you answer immediately in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs before we pray. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds My life Master Jesus Gina Lo chila da thôn My life Master Jesus Gina Lo chila da thôn My life Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thine name. We give you all the glory. 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 Savior, we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will we stop. Holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Is alive. Amen. Is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Oh, is alive. Amen. In our lives. Jesus is alive, forever he's alive. Amen. We will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will worship you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you. From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God, He is our God. And ever he shall be our God, he shall be our God from now even till the end. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Oh, Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King believe that I Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna. Let our King.
You washed in the
Lord of the Lamb, are you washed in the blood of Jesus? Are you washed? Oh, in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no one like Jesus from east to west. There is no other God. No one like Jesus from north to south. I say there is no other God. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. We have a God. We have a God who never fails. We have a God. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Our Jesus never fails forevermore. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We want to see you.
We want to see you, Lord.
We want to hear from you. Amen. When you died and rose again, now to the grave, in heaven unhurt and sorrowful, I really wanna worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You give your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. It touched my life. It touched my life. Really then, my life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life. With his hands, my life changed. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Lord of Hosts, the God of heaven and the earth, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of our salvation. He is God, our fortress, our strength, our refuge, our help, our helper. Worship him. Praise him. Praise him. He is greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, lived at home, is richer than home, is the most endowed, the most powerful. In fact, no one else is powerful. Only him has all the power. Glorify him. Praise him. Open your mouth and praise him. Praise him. Worship him. Adore him. Magnify him. He deserves all our worship. He deserves endless worship. Endless praise. Endless thanksgiving. The whole of eternity is not enough to praise him. The whole of eternity is not enough to worship him. He is too big to be measured. Too strong to be weak. He is too high to come down. Glorify him. Worship him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Be glorified forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's praises. And I say Happy New Year to all of you. Officially, may the Lord make this new year greater than last year for you in Jesus' name. We're going to be thanking God and we want you to thank God by saying, Father, thank you for making it possible for me to cross over into this new year in good health, in peace, in joy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. There are many who don't make it, and their lives ending in the last year, but you are still alive. Though you might have a lot of expectations, but what is more important is that you are still alive. When there is life, there is hope. Yeah, but when a man is dead, no more hope. So, Father, thank you for making it possible for me to cross over into this new year. Continue to thank him like that. Thank you for giving me a new opportunity to live for you in the year 2024. If you are still alive right now, it's a brand new opportunity to live for Jesus for your whole year. Thank God for that. Some people are in hell or perhaps in heaven begging that God will give them opportunity to come back to earth, to live for him in a good way. Dear Father, thank you for giving me another opportunity to live my life for you in this new year. Thank you for helping me to cross over into 2024 in peace, in joy, in happiness, in good health. You far. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. He asked me to thank the Lord. If at any point my voice is breaking, let me know. If at any point you can't hear me clearly again, yeah, just let me know. Yeah, so we are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For great things that you have in store for me in this new year. You're going to say, Father, thank you because you have loaded this year with great things for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you because you have loaded this year with great things for me. I don't need any prophecy to believe that you have loaded great things into this year for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you have loaded great things into this year for me. Wonderful things. Wonderful things. Great signs and wonders. Great opportunities. You for great things you have loaded into this year for me, for my family, for my career, for my calling, for my destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you because the things I couldn't get in the last year, I will get them in this new year. The helps I couldn't get in the last year, I will get them in this new year. Thank you, Father. The high places I couldn't get in 2023, I will get there in this new year. The spiritual growth, spiritual maturity I couldn't attain in the last year, thank you, Father, because I will attain it in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. just going to thank the Lord. And we say, thank you, Father, for a new chapter of my life that will be open. We are seeing God. And we see year 2024. You need to know that in heaven, there is a book for everyone. It is a book of your destiny. And there's a book for every soul on earth. It contains a record of what you are here to become, what you are here to do for the Creator, for God. Yeah, and there are chapters in those books. Yeah, there's a record of how your life should be, the direction your life should follow from the day you were born to the day you will die. There's a book in heaven that has details of those records. I mean, details of such information. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for a new chapter of my life that will be opened in the year 2024 and will be fulfilled. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you because you're going to open a new chapter of my life. And you are going to bring it to pass. Say, Father, thank you because you are going to open a new chapter of my life. A new chapter of my destiny. A new chapter of my calling. A new chapter of my ministry, a new chapter of my marriage, a new chapter of my life. Thank you because you will open a new chapter of my life in this year and you will begin to perform everything written in that chapter. Thank you, Father. Because in this new year, my life shall be aligned with my divine destiny. Say, Father, thank you, because in this new year, my life will be aligned to fulfill my divine destiny. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. We're going to say, Father, thank you. Because you are going to reveal more of your purpose for my life to me in this new year. Say thank you, Father, for you will reveal more of your purpose to me. The details of your purpose for my life. You will reveal them. You will reveal more details to me in this year 2024, so that I can serve you correctly. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you, because you are going to open my eyes. You're going to enlighten me. You're going to make me see more details of your purpose for my life in this new year. You're going to make me see more details of your calling on my life. You're going to make me see more details of your plans for my life in this new year. Thank you, because I shall not be spiritually blind in this new year. You will open my eyes and you will show me great things. Great things that pertains to the purpose of my creation. The reason why I was born into this world. Thank you, because you will make me to see a lot of information. You make me to see a lot of revelations that pertains to the purpose of my creation in this year 2024. Thank you, because you will not allow me to dwell in darkness, for there is no vision in darkness. Thank you, because in this year 2024, you will make me to dwell in the light, and I will see a lot of visions, and I will see a lot of revelations. Please be fine. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you, for you will cause me to live in good health, in perfect health, in this new year. You will cause me to live in good health, both me and my spouse and my children, grandchildren, siblings, parents, relatives, family members. You will cause every one of us to dwell in good health in this year 2024. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father. For you will make me to live in good health. You will make me live in perfect health throughout year. No pandemic shall affect me and my household in this year. No virus shall succeed over me and my household in this year. No disease outbreak, no plague shall succeed in my life and in my family and in my household in this year. Say, Father, thank you, for you will make everyone in my family, including myself, to dwell in safety, to dwell in good and perfect health. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, all we have and given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for you will feed me and my family with daily provisions throughout this year 2024. Say, thank you, Father, for you will feed me and my family with daily provisions, with daily food supply, with daily supplies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. He said, we shall ask God for daily bread. Say, Father, thank you, for you will feed me and my household with food Every day in this new year, trust in God, don't trust in your money, because money can fail you. Trust in God to feed you. Yeah. Say, Father, thank you because you are going to feed me and my family in this new year. Don't trust in your salary. Trust in God. Say, Father, thank you for you are going to feed me and my household in this new year. Thank you, Father, because we shall not lack any good thing. We shall not lack daily bread. We shall not lack water to drink. We shall not lack shelter. We shall not lack clothing. We shall not lack any good thing in this year, no matter what will happen. No matter what may happen. Thank you, Father, because me and my household shall not lack any good thing in this year 2024. Even if the whole world is going to fall apart in this year. Thank you, because me and my family will not lack any good thing in every day in this year 2024. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. That this year is going to be a year of elevation for many people that have been trusting God. This year is going to be a year where many people have been elevated to great things that are beyond their dreams and expectations. So you are going to thank God because you will be among those that will experience elevation. So you're going to say, Father, thank you because I will be among those that will experience supernatural elevation in this year 2024. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you because I shall be among the people that will experience divine elevation, unusual elevation, uncommon elevation, supernatural elevation. Thank you because I shall be one of those people that will rise into great height in this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. He has agreed to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you because I shall be a powerful instrument in your hand in this new year. I shall be a powerful weapon in your hand. You shall use me to do great and mighty things in this new year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank for I shall be a great instrument in your hand in this year 2024. Say thank you because I shall be a great weapon in your hand in this year 2024. You shall use me to smash your enemies, to crush your enemies. You shall use me to win many battles. You shall use me to save souls. Thank you because in this new year you shall use me to heal the sick. You shall use me to cast out devils. You shall use me to raise the dead. You shall use me to cause revivals. You shall use me to help many lives, to touch many lives, to change many lives. So, Father, thank you because I shall be a powerful instrument in your hand, a powerful weapon in your hand in this new year. You shall use me to do great miracles in this new year, 2025. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For great progress, my life will experience in this year. Say, Father, thank you for great progress my life will experience in the year 2024. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for my life will experience great progress. Great progress. Thank you because nothing shall be able to stop me in this year. No demon shall be able to stop me. No power of darkness shall be able to stop me. No witchcraft shall be able to stop me. Thank you, Father, because no devil shall be able to stop me in this year. Thank you because no human being shall be able to stop me in this year. Thank you because I shall experience great progress in this year. Thank you, Father, because you will give me great progress, great speed. I shall move forward with great speed in this year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because limitations that stopped me in the year 2023 shall not be able to stop me in this new year. Thank you, because I shall break every limit to succeed. I shall break every limit to excel. Thank you, Father, because I shall break every limit to possess my possessions in this year. I shall break every limit to rise to the top, to higher ground. Thank you, Father, because I shall move forward easily, effortlessly in this year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. The reason why we are thanking him is because He has already placed all those things in this year for us. Yeah, so that is why we are thanking Him for those things. There's no doubt that He will be greater in your life than last year. There's no doubt about that. So you are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, because we shall have more than enough in this new year. Say, Father, thank you, because you shall give me more than enough. In this new year, I shall have surplus of good things. In this new year, open your mouth and begin to thank Him. In this year, you will not only have enough, you are going to have more than enough. More than enough. Say, Father, thank you because I shall have more than enough in this year. I shall have surplus of good things. Surplus of blessings. Surplus of riches. Surplus of wisdom. Surplus of knowledge. Surplus of understanding. Surplus of spiritual gifts. Thank you, Father, because in this new year I shall have surplus of divine revelations. I shall have surplus of every good thing. Surplus of miracles. Surplus of helps and helpers. Surplus of divine interventions. Surplus of strength. Thank you, Father, because I shall have surplus in this new year. Excess of good things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, because I shall walk in dominion in this evening. The powers that ruled over me last year shall not be able to rule over me in this year. Thank you, Father, because I shall walk in dominion. I shall function in dominion. Over principalities, dominion over powers, dominion over witches and wizards, dominion over all witchcraft, dominion over all demonic and satanic attacks, dominion over sicknesses and diseases, dominion over fear and doubts, dominion over the works of the flesh, dominion over sin. Father, thank you because I shall function in dominion in this year. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Because I shall function in dominion in this new year. Thank you because I shall not be oppressed. But I will be the one oppressing my oppressors. Thank you, Father, because I shall not be enslaved Thank you, Father, because I shall not be afflicted by the enemy. Thank you, Father, because in this year I shall not be oppressed by darkness. I shall walk in dominion. I shall be above serpents and scorpions. I shall be above all the powers and forces of darkness. I shall be above all limitations and troubles Satan has created for me. I shall be above all the traps and temptations of darkness. Say, Father, thank you, for you will cause me to walk in dominion in the year 2024. You will not allow darkness to rule over me, but you will make me rule over darkness and their works. You will make me rule over the forces that controls the affairs of this world. You will make me rule over agents of darkness, over kingdoms of darkness. Thank you, Father, for I shall walk in dominion in this year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray some prayer points. Yeah, it is important to, it is important for us to start with prophetic thanksgiving. That is thanking God in advance of the things he will do for us. Yeah, that is very important. So now you're going to be praying some more prayer points. I want you to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace overcome evils that have been sent into this year to make life difficult for Christians. I'm going to say, I receive grace to overcome all demons, all darkness, all witchcraft that have been sent into this year to make life difficult for children of God. Say, I receive grace to overcome them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and receive power to overcome all the forces of darkness, operations of darkness that has been signed into this year, that have been sent into this year to make life difficult for me. That I receive grace now to conquer them all. Say, I receive power to conquer them all. All that Satan has projected, assigned, mobilized into this year to make things difficult for those people, to make life difficult for Christians. Say, I receive grace to conquer them all. I receive grace to conquer them all. All the principalities and demons that have been assigned to make life difficult for Christians in this new year. I receive authority and power to conquer them all. I receive right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive power to overcome everything Satan has set in place to make life difficult for Christians in this new year. I receive grace to conquer them all. I receive grace to destroy them all. I receive grace to overcome them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what is more important in this year, or maybe I should say, what you should really focus on is spiritual growth and spiritual strength. In fact, in any year you find yourself, even in 2030, 2040, if you are still alive, that is, if you are not going to be already too old at that time. Yeah, I don't think anyone here will be already too old by 2040. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that in any year, what is more important is your spiritual strength, your spiritual growth. Yeah, because God already has great plans for your life. Yeah, you don't need any special prophecy. Yeah, you don't need any special prophecy. Yeah. It is certain that God has great plans for your life. It is certain that your future is great. So sometimes prophecy is just to remind you. Yeah, there is nothing new that prophecy does. Yeah, especially when it comes to God's plans for your life. Yeah. There's nothing new that prophecy does. The only thing prophecy does is to remind you that God's plan for your life is beautiful. So that there is no other plan. Yeah, that is negative. Yeah, so if you're not expecting to hear something negative from God, yeah, then you don't need to be craving for prophecies when you enter a new year. Because the Bible already have revealed that your future is great. And there is no doubt about that. Yeah, the Bible already confirmed that your future is glorious. Yeah, so you don't need any prophecy to agree and believe that. Yeah. So what is more important in every new year is your spiritual capacity your spiritual strength, your spiritual growth that will bring those plans God have for you into manifestation. That is what is important. So in this year, you will be wise if you focus on your spiritual growth and spiritual strength. Because that is the key to seeing all of God's plans come to pass in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be focused on the right things in you. Father, help me to focus on the things that would change my life in this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to not be distracted. Help me to focus on important things. Help me to focus on spiritual growth. Help me to focus on spiritual maturity. Help me to focus on building a spiritual strength that is required for my destiny to manifest. Help me to focus on building spiritual capacity that is required for my destiny to manifest and be fulfilled. That is required for my calling to manifest and be fulfilled. Help me, Lord, to focus on the right things in this evening. Help me to focus on important things in this year. I hope you are praying this prayer with all of your heart. You cannot afford to be distracted. There is a Lord that is waiting for you. You must be strong enough to possess them in this year. Say, Father, help me to focus on prayer. Help me to focus on having faith, growing in faith in this year. Help me to focus on fastings. Help me to focus on studying the Bible, meditating on the Bible. Help me to focus on intercession, praying for others, praying for people, praying for nations, praying for finance, praying for the will of God to happen in the earth. Help me to focus on those things. Help me to focus on spiritual warfare and on victory in this year. Help me to focus on serving you in this year. Help me to focus on winning souls into your kingdom in this year. Help me to focus on dying to the flesh, crucifying the flesh, crucifying self in this year. Help me to focus on becoming more like Jesus in this year. Help me to focus on being selfless, being humble, being sacrificial in this year. Help me to focus on being a Christian that is full of love, full of compassion, and full of mercy Focus on that. Help me to focus on that in this year. Help me to focus on important things, things that have eternal value, things that pertains to the kingdom of God. Help me to focus on those things. Begin to say, I refuse to focus on rubbish. I refuse to focus on useless things in this year. I refuse to focus on unfruitful things, unprofitable things in this year. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Is you just going to pray? If you are going to build great spiritual strength and spiritual capacity, you must be disciplined. You must be diligent and disciplined. Now, if you are going to build spiritual strength, you must be disciplined and diligent. Discipline and diligence. That's how to build spiritual strength. Not those kind of Christians that will say, God knows I am a human being. May God help me. You sit down, you are doing nothing, and then you are saying, may God help you. How will God help you? God don't help people that are lazy. God don't help people that are not disciplined. Yeah, so you don't just sit down and say, God help me. God will not help you until you start denying yourself and you start making deliberate efforts to grow spiritually. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined and diligent in every day of my life in this year. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, help me to be disciplined. Help me to be diligent. Help me to be disciplined. Help me to deny self so that I can build a spiritual strength, a great spiritual strength, and a great spiritual capacity in this new year. So, Father, help me to be disciplined. When you are disciplined, it means you are not careless. The Father, help me to be disciplined. When you are disciplined, you don't stay in a discussion with someone for hours. When you should pray, you are talking for hours. And it's not as though the talking is building your spirit. When you are talking and talking with people for hours, that is indiscipline. Yeah, especially when that talking is not building your spiritual strength. Now, say, Father, help me to be disciplined. Help me to be disciplined in this new year. When you are disciplined, you will not spend hours watching movies, watching videos that are not building your spiritual strength, videos that are not improving your relationship with God. You will not spend time watching those kind of videos. Say, Father, help me to be disciplined in this new year so that I can be strong enough to possess my possessions, so that I can be strong enough to achieve great things in this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Now, when we say spiritual capacity, now, don't just look at the grammar. Yeah, some of you might be thinking, what is capacity and how does capacity or what is the relationship between spiritual things and capacity? Yeah, or what does the spirit view capacity? What's the meaning of capacity in spiritual times? Yeah, so let me explain. Now, when we talk about spiritual capacity, it means you have a strength in your spirit that is able to do a lot of things in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, like let's say your spirit can do a lot of operations and not get weak or get tired. That is what capacity means. Or that your spirit can bear many things. Carry, you know, let's say, carry loads. Yeah, for instance, you cannot put 50 kg of a load upon a 5-year-old child. Yeah, you cannot put 50 kg weight on a 5-year-old child. It will crush that child. Why? Because that child does not have the capacity to bear such weight. Yeah. So spiritual capacity has to do with the ability to function in the realm of the spirit, in a large scale or on a large scale, yeah, the ability your spirit to do many things successfully, to conquer battles, to hear things. Yeah, to bear challenges or tolerate challenges, tolerate negative situations, the capacity to bear pains, to love people, even your enemies, to conquer things many people have not conquered, for instance. Many people have not conquered pride. Many people have not conquered anger. Yeah, spiritual competency is that strength in you to overcome things many people have not overcome. Yeah, especially spiritual things. Yeah, that is spiritual capacity. And that is what is more important in whatever new year you find yourself. So you're going to pray. Going to say, Father, put upon me fresh anointing, fresh fire to generate spiritual capacity for greatness in this new year. The Father puts upon me fresh anointing and fresh fire build spiritual capacity for greatness in this new year. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are a lot of things you can achieve in this year, but do you have the capacity to achieve them? Continue to talk to the Lord. Continue to talk to the Lord. The Father puts upon me fresh grace, fresh fire, fresh anointing to build spiritual capacity for greatness, spiritual capacity for victory, for dominion, for success in this new year. Put upon me that fire. Put upon me the anointing. Put upon me the grace to build spiritual capacity. You see, a lot of people want to achieve good things, but more than half will never achieve those good things. Why? Because they don't have what it takes to achieve them. Some, they have physical intellect. They think it's by physical ability, physical strength. And then they did all that they could do physically and nothing happened. Why? Because spirit controls this world. This world is being controlled by spirit. So to become great, you must have spiritual capacity to conquer the spiritual forces that are controlling the world. Say, Father, put upon me anointing to develop spiritual capacity for success and greatness in this new year. I hope you are passionate about this prayer point. Talk to the Lord. The Lord puts upon me anointing to give a spiritual capacity that will enable me to achieve great things in this new year. Spiritual capacity that will enable me to achieve great things I couldn't achieve last year in this new year. Give me the grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. mean, yeah, you know that God has called me to raise Zion, to train Zion, to raise giant people that will conquer nations, conquer kingdoms for Jesus. Yeah, sometimes when I look at some of the people that are learning from me, maybe you can call them disciples. Then you know some of them that you are not ready for this yet. They feel like I don't want good things for them. Yeah, let's say some of them, they want to start something. Yeah, maybe they want to start a spiritual assignment, or they want to start doing something for God. And then they tell me about it, and then I look at them, I say, no, you are not ready for that yet. So they feel like all these years I have been praying and fasting, you are still saying I'm not ready. They feel like I'm trying to limit them, or I don't want progress for them. In their eyes, they think I don't like them. Yeah, but I know why I said they are not ready. Yeah, because I know that real success has to do with spiritual capacity. Yeah, I don't believe in failure. So if I will start something, I've already counted the cost before I start. Yeah, I don't just do anything. Yeah, I've already know all that it takes to start that thing and to succeed in that thing. So if I know I cannot succeed in it, I will not start. Yeah, so the reason why I'm saying this is that we need Christians that really want to grow to the point where God is so sure about them. Christians that are willing to grow spiritually to the point where God and heaven is so sure about their lives, to the point where God and heaven is so sure about their maturity, and God is able to now give them strategic assignment, because God knows that they will not fail him, because God knows that they will succeed, because he knows the kind of training he has given them. We need those kind of Christians. So there are people that have been trained by God that they can never fail. Whatever they do, they will always succeed. Have you been trained by God? Have you allowed him to train you? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, you for training. Train me to ascolta Dio me into a warrior that cannot feel, that cannot lose. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, I give myself to you for training. I give myself to you for training. Train me into a soldier. Train me into a prevailing soldier. A prevailing warrior. You do not measure your spiritual strength carnally. You don't measure how strong you are spiritually with your carnal mind. You have to measure your strength with results. With victories, ask yourself how much battles have I fought and conquered? That's how you measure your spiritual strength. How much temptations have I been able to overcome? That's how you measure spiritual strength. How much of the works of the flesh have died in my life completely? How much of the works of the flesh are completely dead in my life forever. That's how you measure spiritual strength. You don't measure it with your carnal mind. The Holy Spirit train me into a prevailing warrior. In this year, I give myself to your training. Ask yourself, have pride died in my life? Have bitterness, anger, hatred, have doubt died in my life? That is how you measure spiritual strength and capacity. By taking, if you have conquered what many people, including pastors, have not conquered. If you have conquered that, then you are coming up in spiritual capacity. So, Holy Spirit, I give myself to you. Train me. Break me. Remold me. Break me, mold me into the person that cannot fail. Into the person that cannot lose battles. There are Christians that cannot fail. There are Christians that don't lose battles. Yeah, the Bible told us of some elite warriors that are able to sling a stone from a far distance. They are elite warriors from the tribe of Benjamin. They can sling a stone from a very far distance, the far distance, and that stone will hit the target on the head. And once the target gets the blow, the target falls down and die instantly. And they have never missed a target. So that is what training does. That is what training does. So if people can be trained like that, if they can train themselves to become that, how much more when God brings you? So you can be trained to never make mistakes. You can be trained to never fail if you really want the Holy Spirit to do that in your life. So forget about those that says, we are human beings. There's no way we make mistakes. We do this. Well, maybe that is you. Yeah, there are people that make mistakes because of how much they have been praying. The Holy Spirit hand over myself to you for training. Use the whole of this year to train me. I want to become a strong Christian, a powerful Christian. The Holy Spirit train me. Want to become a warrior Christian. The Holy Spirit train me. Train me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. We are still on spiritual capacity. You cannot view on spiritual capacity when you are still rising and falling in sin. You are still rising and falling in sin. You can't build the spiritual strength. You can't build spiritual capacity with such attitude or lifestyle. How you will show God that you are ready for training is by making sure that you live a life that is above sin. Yeah. Which means you have to hate sin. You can never overcome sin when you still love sin. It's not possible. You cannot overcome sin when you still have special craving for sin. When you still have deep desire for sin, it's not possible. So if you still have desire for sin, you are not ready for God to train you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to rise and fall in sin. That I refuse to be enslaved by sin. I refuse to be controlled by sin. I receive grace to live above sin. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to live a lukewarm life, a lukewarm Christian life. I refuse to live a life that is under the influence of sin. A life that is under the dominion and control of sin. See, I reject that kind of life. Then I will receive grace to live above sin. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, say, I receive grace to put off everything in me that is causing me to sin. I receive grace to put them off. Bible says, if your eyes causes you to sin, pluck it out. Say, I receive grace to put off everything in me that draws me into sin. Say, I refuse to live a life that is under the control and dominion of sin. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray a formal prayer point. And then I'm going to round off the session. Yeah, the reason why it is so important that you build spiritual capacity in this year is because we are in the last days, and this year happened to be one of those years that is really dark. Yeah, if I can put it like that. Yeah, this year happens to be one of the years that is going to allow a lot of dark operations to happen. That is, the kingdom of darkness, they will do a lot of work in the sea. They will how do I put it? They will multiply their evils in the sea. All the evils they do will multiply. Yeah. So it is important that you are strong. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Enter deep into me. Enter deep into my spirit. Deep into my soul, deep into my body, empower me to fortify me for victory over all darkness. For victory over all the forces of darkness. Open your mouth and pray now. The fire of the Holy Ghost enter into the depth of me to fortify me for victory over all darkness. Even the strongest darkness, in the name of Jesus. That's open like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost enters into my depth and fortify me and empower me from my inside. Empower every part of me for victory. Empower every part of me, every cell of my body for victory. Empower every fragment of my soul for victory. Fire of the Holy Ghost, empower me, equip me for victory. Overhaul darkness. Overhaul kingdoms of darkness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You need to also know that it takes training to hear God's voice, to hear from God. It takes training. It takes training to build a discerning spirit, a strong discerning spirit that can discern God's voice in the midst of many voices. It takes training to build a strong discerning spirit, that can discern the will of God for in every situation and for every situation. You're going to pray that God train you in that way. Some Christians, they don't have discernment. They only have suspicion. Yeah. They only suspect. I suspect this. They only assume. They don't have real discernment. Yeah. And it's so funny how they boast even when they don't have real discernment. And yet they boast about whatever they say, even when they know they are not sure that they have heard from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, train me to build a strong discerning spirit that can discern light in the midst of darkness, that can discern God's mind in the midst of many opinions, that can discern God's voice in the midst of many voices. So Holy Spirit, train me to have such a discerning spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let His shenanigans pass and shenanigans. Mahanesh the Deo Sasashnala. Holy Spirit, train me. Build a strong discerning spirit that can discern light in the midst of darkness. A strong discerning spirit that can discern God's voice in the midst of many voices. A strong discerning spirit that can discern God's will in every situation. For every situation, a strong discerning spirit that can discern God's mind in the midst of many counsels and opinions and suggestions. Holy Spirit, train me to have such discernment. Train me, Holy Spirit. Train me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to live in confusion. And I don't want to be deceived. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. I'm going to pray. The big Father, by your mercy, make real life produce great victories in this new year. Pray, Father, by your mercy, make my prayer life produce great victories in this new year. Establish your presence in my prayer life that is able to produce great victories. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, transform my prayer life to produce greater victories. Transform my prayer life to be able to change situations. Transform my prayer life to be able to change situations. Continue to pray like that. The Father, transform my prayer life in this year to be able to produce great victories, great results in the name of Jesus. Let it be that whatsoever I pray for happen exactly as I have prayed. Let it be that whatever I say in prayer turn into miracles in this year. Father, let it be that whatsoever I say in prayer become testimonies in this year. Give my prayer life great power in this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Last day you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, do not allow me repeat the same mistakes I made last year that brought great limitations into my life. The Holy Spirit, do not allow me to repeat those mistakes. I'll begin to pray like that. The Do not allow me make the same mistakes that brought limitations into my life last year. Do not allow me make the same mistakes in this new year. Guide my Holy Spirit. In everything I do, lead me, Holy Spirit, guide my path. Do not allow me to repeat the same errors that limited my life last evening. The same errors that aborted my miracles last year. Holy Spirit, do not allow me make the same mistakes again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh, Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your power that is working in us. Thank you for great things you have loaded into this year for us. Nourished forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for doors that did not open for us last year that will open for us in this year by the reason of your power. Thank you for great and mighty miracles your mighty hand would do in our lives very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We ask, O Lord, that by your mercy, visit every life here and force your will to happen to them. In the name of Jesus, whether anybody likes it or not, whether anyone likes it or not, whether anyone permits or not, O Lord, enforce your will to happen in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you do great things that will save the enemies of your people. Oh Lord, do that now in Jesus' name. Miracles that will put your enemies to shame. Miracles that will silence those that are already mocking you. Let the hand of God release those miracles now in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the power of God your life 우리 너 수단이야. 너 수비야. You walk through the sea in the name of Jesus. Many things that have been impossible in your life up to today, I decree that this shall now become possible in the name of Jesus. I decree that the hand of God will prosper whoever has determined to prosper you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of God torment and afflict whoever has determined to afflict you in the name of Jesus. Help from every corner in the world shall come looking for you in the name of Jesus. And perfect peace shall be your portion in every day of your life and in every situation you find yourself. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.